We're on page 14. The Galatian church is fickle and unstable. Paul, apostle and apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren who are with me through the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we are an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, now say I again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what we have received, than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men of or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bond servant. Okay, we see that Paul on page 14. First of all, this what is a fickle? What does fickle mean?
Fickle means something that's not stable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very much not stable. That's how the church at Galatia was. Mm-hmm. Unstable. It was fickle-minded. You know, just like how we are today, some of us, right? In this world today, we are apt to change. It's like it's new. It's a new thing. And we have to keep up with the new things. Yeah. And Galatia was a church like that. They was fickle-minded. They was looking for something new and looking for something that they could grasp, you know, because if it sounds good, it must be good, right? Mm-hmm. If it smells good, it must be good, okay? If it looked good, it must be good. But when it comes to tasting, it may not be good. And that's the kind of church that Galatia was, we see. And they wanted to, they knew the gospel, but somebody came with some good, something shinier than the goal that they had. And you know, it's an old saying, everything that what?
Glitters
is not gold. And it was kind of like, say, so shinier than which they had, right? But Paul is warning them. He said, if any man bring another gospel to you, let him be accursed. I say it again. If any man, you know, bring any other gospel to you, let him be accursed. And that's very important, right? The gospel, is, you know, we ought to never say a gospel. We ought to always say the gospel, just like we ought to never say a church. We ought to say the church. We are not, shouldn't say a God. We ought to say the God, our God. Because if we say a, it seems like what? It's more. Are you with me? It's more. And Paul said, if any other gospel be preached, any other gospel, there's only what? One gospel. That's all we needed. And you know, when we look at it, right, God has made it so simple. Once again, we heard this before. He's made it so simple that one. Okay? From the very beginning, how many garden was there? One garden, right? From the very beginning, there was one tree. There was how many trees that we were supposed to touch? One. Are you with me? At the very beginning, there was how many wives?
One.
How many husbands?
One.
But something happened to one. One must have went out of style or something, right? Because we started making one too. Are you with me? And then when we started doing that, then we really started messing up. There was how many boats that Noah had to build?
One.
How many windows?
One.
How many doors?
One.
Simple. Are you with me? But it's something about us. We just can't deal with the one. Right? We have to show God that, you know, it's another one, but God just don't see that other one like we see it because we're here. You know, and he's not here on this earth right now, and this is the 21st century, things has changed. And then we come up to now. There's one faith, right? One what? Church. Go ahead.
Ephesians 4, mm-hmm. 4 through 6.
Yes, sir.
I'll be reading the New International Version.
Mm-hmm.
There is one body.
Mm-hmm. One body.
And one spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you were called to one hope,
mm-hmm.
when you were called,
mm-hmm.
one Lord, one faith, one baptism,
mm-hmm.
one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
One way we were called. How come there's so many different ways we are called today if there was only one way that we were called? Because of how we feel. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. You know, we just can't have one girlfriend. We gotta have two or three. We can't have just one boyfriend. Are you with me? It's something about one that we just can't deal with. It's like we got to have more. But anyway, Galatia was a fickle church, a church that changed a lot, a church that wasn't stable. It's like something, you know, just like something they hear, something that glitter more than what we got. It's more important. And that was their change. Okay, let's read Galatians 3, 1 through 6, anyone.
Foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?
Mm-hmm.
This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Mm-hmm.
Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Exactly. We see once again the Spirit and the flesh. Remember, that's kind of like enemies. Are you with me? The Spirit and the flesh. It's just like it is taught. That if we love through the flesh, it's not going to be the love of God. Because one thing about the flesh, it gets old. It gets deteriorated. You know, when you get married, right? It's something about your looks. Are you with me? And if you got married because of your looks, something going to go wrong with what? You're married later on. Are you with me? But if you got married in the spirit, right, you ain't going to see no looks. You're going to see two people. I want you to go to get to heaven. I want you to get to heaven too. That's what it's going to be about. It's not going to be about how I look there. Girl, you ought to do something about yourself. You know, are you with me? You know, because if that's why we got married, because of how we look, because of the flesh, it ain't going to last. It's just like getting married for money. You know, and I'm not picking on nobody, but young women, the mothers tell their daughter, marry somebody what?
Yes.
Who rich. Who got some money. You know, don't bring nobody in here like they going to be with them too, you know, like, because I'm going to have to stay with y'all, and if he ain't got no money, how are we going to, you know, go ahead.
Again, you reminded me of the time and place I wish I could recall.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in someplace new for us in one of our many travels. And we were in the young adult class. And they were talking about people's desires of what they wanted to be mm-hmm. when they were employed, you know. And so when it came to this one young lady, her comment was, I want to be a Christian wife to a Christian man.
Amen.
And I was moved by that.
The young lady.
Young lady. Okay. Knew mm-hmm. Her foundation already.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was thinking to myself and praying for whoever that young man is,
mm-hmm.
May he know how blessed he is
mm-hmm.
and also be worthy of that mm-hmm. desire as well. And mm-hmm. so, yes, unfortunately, the world is too much within the church where our focus is not raising preachers, mm-hmm. not raising elders, mm-hmm. not raising people to occupy those positions,
mm-hmm.
for women to be wives of deacons, wives of Christian men. We still have a long ways to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to the one teaching. You see, the one way God has taught us, if we stick to that, if we just stick to that plan, we're going to be all right, right? You know, once again, like, all the animals are sticking to the plan, right?
They figured it out.
they sticking to that script. Are you with me? We are the only one who is not, and we're supposed to be what? Over them. Are you with me? We're supposed to be over the dogs and the cats, the birds and the bees. We're supposed to be over them. But it's us who's not sticking to that one plan. Are you with me? We just got to seek it. You know, we have to let God know that this is the 21st century and things change, you know? You know, it changed, you know? Back in the 60s and 70s, Jerry Hare was all the way down to here. Are you with me? You know? Are you with me? Things change. Are you with me? I had an afro, believe it or not. I ain't got nothing up there now, right? But. What?
That's why you married him, right?
Oh, my goodness. What? But we as Christians, we ought to know that if things is going to change, it's going to rust, it's going to deteriorate. Are you with me? We got to know that. You know, we have to recognize that when we first get married, right, things look so beautiful. It looks so, but down the way, things started changing, right? It started changing. Maybe one of the two legs fall off. Are you with me? One of the two hair fall off. Whatever. You know? Christians see that as you turn the knob up for love. You don't turn the knob down. Are you with me? If something go wrong with my wife or bad with my wife, I got to what? Turn it up. Are you with me? Not turn it down and thinking, how in the world am I going to get out of this? Are you with me? Are you with me? But turn it up. And vice versa. If I go nuts or whatever, right? She ought to what? Turn it up. Are you with me? That's how it is, right? But a person who don't know that will turn it down and try to get out of it, right? Because they don't know that there's a better place waiting, right? And they don't understand that you're not going to be young forever. You know, you're not going to be as, you know, quick as ever. You know, things change, right? And we got to go along with the change. And in other words, we ought to be careful with the change, how we change, right? Because Galatia was fickle. It was kind of like foolish. They was quick to change. And Paul, he let them understand that, listen, you know, I know things, you know, God ways seem foolish, right? But it's the best way. Because God used foolish things to what? Teach the wise. Are you with me? So you had Jenna? I couldn't see. These are reading glasses. When I got it up like that, I can't see that. You know. Okay. Go ahead. You want to say something?
No, I wasn't going to say something, but I'm thinking while you was talking. It's based on the foundation, and when I was the church and everything that you are saying. If you got the right foundation, then that's what you're going to stick with. If you come in with the right frame of mind, the right foundation, then it's not going to last. Mm-hmm. That's just like the grass that we see grow. Mm-hmm. Grass can grow tall, grow tall as me. But if it's not rooted strong enough, then every which way that wind blows, that's where the grass is going to go.
Exactly.
But it's just like a tree. Gonna grow up, even when it's a young tree, if it's got strong foundation, no matter how bad the wind blows, that tree gonna still stand there. It may lean a little bit sometimes, but it's still gonna stand there. It's not gonna be uprooted.
Exactly. That's rooted and grounded, right? It's a story about a young boy, right? He had loved himself some corn, right? Love corn. And he when, you know, he had some corn season, he planted some corn on the side of his house, right? And it said that he planted it, right? And every day he would go hoping that, you know, the corn was, he didn't understand it had to take time to grow. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? So a couple of days, a couple, you know, so forth and so on, it didn't grow like he wanted it to grow, right? And it said that when he dug it up, he learned something, like you were saying, rooted, right? He saw that the roots were still here, and it wouldn't, because the roots grow down also. It grows down, it to be rooted and grounded, and once it grows down, then you get the proper. But he didn't understand that, and he did it too early. Mm-hmm. He wanted to check and see, you know, why this crop wouldn't, are you with me, wasn't, you know, doing right. Just like you have some trees, right? Some trees, their roots, I think an oak tree root grow deep, but some roots grow out. But that oak tree that grows deep, it's hard for that wind to bring it down. But those trees that roots grow outward like, right, and not rooted and grounded, like you said, right? Winds coming, and it'll take it down more easier. Okay, Galatians 6:6-10. Anyone?
Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Mm-hmm. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Mm-hmm. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. Mm-hmm. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Mm-hmm. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we don't lose heart. Mm-hmm. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let's do good to all, especially those who are of the household of faith.
Exactly. You know, let's take care of one another, you know. It's just like in your home, you're together. Are you with me? That from that home, you bring it to the church. Togetherness, you know, togetherness. It begins at home. It begins at the physical home, But it truly begins at the spiritual home first. You know, together, you know, this body right here has to be right for my wife's body, right? And then we come together as a whole, as one, and then we bring that to the church, right? And if you bring it to the church, are you with me? The same thing, we're as one. But when we don't, you know, when we look at the flesh, what the flesh would do, the flesh would look at this congregation right now, and the flesh would see that we what? Only have what?
Amen.
A few people, right? But the Spirit will look at this. The Spirit will see, will try at least to look at what's on the inside. With what we got, what do we have? Are you with me? And did that make sense?
Yeah.
But what we got, what do we have? Are you with me? Because, you know, we read in the Old Testament, Gideon had a small army. But his small army was what?
Successful.
Are you with me? And that's what we ought to be successful with the few that we have. Are you with me? You know, and I'm not saying to stay few, now to be complacent. I'm not saying that, right? You know, you go ye therefore and try to bring it, you know, full it up, you know, with hopeful people, you know, and teach them the truth, but go with the one truth. You know, because there's only one teaching, one gospel. That's it. Paul was trying to teach the Galatians, there's only one gospel. If any man bring it, I don't care how strong this man is, how rich he is, how good looking he is, or whatever. If any man bring any other gospel, let him what? Be accursed. Are you with me? Because there is no other gospel but one. But one. Are you with me? But we want to see, because the grass look greener on the other side, right? We don't pay attention to what our own grass is, and sometimes think that it seems this shinier than what we have. It seems like it's better, but we have to be careful. You know, we have to be careful. Just like being rich, you know, some people can't handle being rich. Are you with me? They cannot handle a lot of money. But some people, they can. And you know, we want to be like somebody, you know? Want to be like. I had a problem like that, like I said, when I was in school, right? I played a little basketball. We ain't had no great team, honestly. We had a terrible team. Are you with me? And I was a part of it. Yes, I was, right? And football too, right? Terrible. I don't know what was wrong with us. We didn't eat right or something. I don't know. But I always wanted to shoot like Oscar Robinson, right? He had that, you remember? Jerry, you remember Oscar Robinson?
Yeah, he didn't have an afro.
Oh my goodness. But he had that. You know, one hand, you know, I mean, he would, you know, and I would just, boy, if I could just be like him, right? If I could just be like Oscar Robinson, boy, what a man would I be, right? And I would go and try to shoot like him and mess up. Are you with me? Now, we lose it as it is, right? And I won't try to shoot like, you know, until I played better when I played me. Are you with me? Who I was, how I was, right? When I forgot how he was and I started, you know, things started getting serious and I started, you know. But, you know, if we was in the lead or so, I could, you know. But when things started getting, you know, testy, right? You really trying to win, you start playing you. Are you with me? You, and that's when I played the best, when I was me. When I played like how I was, not how like somebody else was. Are you with me? And I think many folks want to be like someone, too much. And that being like someone may not be a good thing. And when you look at the flesh, right, the flesh would want to, you would want to look like somebody, right? Are you with me? My wife, I ask her, she likes how Denzel Washington looks, right? Right? And I would ask her, said, who you think looked the best, me or Denzel? And she just started laughing, man, So I know what time it is, Are you with me? I can't look like Denzel, but I whatever. And another one she liked was Billy D. You remember him? Oh man, she loved, I can't do it. But when I bring me, right? The girl is satisfied, Even though, Now, if I tried to be like them or look like them, I probably would mess stuff up, Yeah. But I have to be me, and I hope she accepts me as me, right? But when we look at, like I said, the flesh wrestles against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, it don't work together. It does not work together because the flesh is it lusts after. When we come to back, like I said, about the money, right? The Bible teaches that for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some has covered after, have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. You see, and it goes on in Timothy to say that. He says, warn them who want to be rich in this world, right? Because some about money, especially the love of it, right, will cause you to err from God's way. Either you ain't got enough, you ain't got none, or you're thinking about getting some, whatever the situation is about money, right? But that love of money, that's the fleshly, that's the lust of it, that's the fleshly part of it. And you would do anything to get it, and you would do what? Anything to keep it. Are you with me? And so we have to be careful with that part of the flesh also, the love of things and the love of this world, because this world is not our home. We sing that song a lot. It's not our home. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. And that's one thing we ought to recognize, because I'm recognizing it every day, because every day my beard, just before I shave, right, there's some gray. It seems like the gray is getting grayer. Are you with me? I'm understanding that my time is my time is leaving. Are you with me? So, right now, I don't even care if I'm not rich, but it was one time I wanted to be rich. Are you with me? But now I do not care. I really don't care. And I ain't gonna be envious of nobody who is rich. Go ahead.
Speaking of gray hair, Proverbs 16:31.
Hoary hair.
Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness.
That means you've been here a while. It shows that you got some wisdom. Are you with me? People want to dye their hair. People want to. What they call it, skin, what they do with the skin, what they do with the skin?
Bleach.
Huh? No, the skin. It make it look younger.
Botox?
Okay, Botox. But it's something else before that. It was something before that. Plastic surgery, right? It was this guy. What's his name? Oh, my God. I forgot his name. But he had plastic surgery done three times, and he looked like a doll. Are you with me? I mean, you know, people just don't want to get old and look old. Are you with me? But you're going to get old and you're going to look old. And all these people with that plastic surgery, right, they got to go back after, you know, they probably get it done here. And they got to go backward because down here falling out. Are you with me? So after they get down here fall out, right, then something else that they got, you know, it's always something else. I forgot, what's this guy's name? I don't know. But he looked terrible. Are you with me? But, you know, we want to keep it, but we're not going to keep it. You know, we're not going to keep that. We're not going to keep it. We just have to deal with it. We're gonna get old, and we're gonna die. But we ought to be the type of people that when we leave here, we ought to know where we're going. Right? We ought to know it. We are not this. I hope. Right? You ain't got the hope now. You ought to do everything to what? Know. Are you with me? Do everything that you can to know that you're going. Are you with me? That's just how it's supposed to be. Okay. All right. Introduction. Anybody?
More mysteries around Galatians than any of Paul's other writings, letters. It is Paul's sole letter addressed to churches in the Roman province instead of to a church or an individual. When it was written, is it clear? Other than Galatia, the letter contains no place names that help identify where the first readers lived. Of all Paul's letters, Galatians is easily the most confrontational. It begins with no words of praise. He expresses no longing for their presence, although his affection is evident in Galatians 4, 12 through 16. It ends curtly. From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus. Some people are too slow to change. Mm-hmm. The Galatians were too easily changed. Mm-hmm. They were unstable, moving from one gospel message to another, willing to allow the latest teacher to tell them mm-hmm. what to believe and practice. Mm-hmm. Paul was irritated when he wrote the letter. He was irritated at the false teachers who had followed him into the churches, irritated at the way they had perverted the gospel, and irritated that some Galatian Christians had so quickly and easily believed them.
Mm-hmm. It's like a dime and a nickel. A dime is smaller than a nickel, but it's more, you know. With people, they look for things to, you know, to be shinier. They look for things to be better. Are you with me? We look for things to be better. And we have a right to look for things to be better, but better in the right way. The Galatians, they was a people who were slow to change. They were easily changed. But there are some people in life who are slow to change, right? Galatians was easily changed. You know, they were the type of people who believe in things that sound better. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. You know, and things that seemeth right, You know, we sometimes we go after that seemed right. It just seemed like the right thing to do. You know what he said, it seemed like it's the right thing. The Bible also teaches us that in the last day that there will be many Satans. There will be many false teachers. There will be many antichrists. Okay, false teachers, antichrists. Okay, anti means what? Against completely. False teachers is just like people who teach it, but they're teaching what? False, right? So in these latter days, right, there will be many who are anti, and we ought to know the anti. We may not know the false, right? But first of all, we need to know that the people who are anti, anybody who speaks against Christ, are you with me? You see, the false teachers, they're speaking of Christ, but they just what? Teaching it wrong. Are you with me? Anti means that you just against it completely. And we ought to recognize the anti-Christ people, the people that teach it, you know, because they're saying that, you know, just like the Muslims saying that there is no Christ, so forth and so on. You know, you have the Seventh-day Adventists, you know, no, not the Seventh-day Adventists, but the Muslim, you got the Hindu, are you with me? You have the Buddhist, are you with me? That's anti, because they don't believe in Christ. They believe in something, but they don't identify it as Christ. And anybody who don't identify it as Christ is anti. And in these days, what happened is, right, there's a lot of teaching out there, anti-Christ teaching and false doctrine teaching. And it kind of like, it sounds good. Are you with me? Sometimes it even looks good, but it ain't what? Good for you. Okay? And Paul had a time with these people. He had a time with the Galatians, right? Because they were so easily drawn away. You know, they was looking for something better. That wasn't better because they already had the best, you know? Just like me, right? I'm the best thing that Barbara got. Are you with me? Are you with me? Ain't nothing else out there better than me. You see what I'm saying? Always laughing, you know? That ain't nothing to laugh at, you know? But anyway, are you with me? You see, but we look for something that's what's better. Are you with me? If I could just have Billy D, them boys ain't any better than me, Barbara. I'm tops for you. Are you with me?
You can speak, Barbara.
So you know, go ahead.
Unfortunately, far too many of us learn far too late in our life that the person we want to be and should be is Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir. Mike.
He is the one we should want to emulate in every aspect of our life. We find that he was a humble man. We find that he was sincere. We find that he was courageous, honest. All the attributes that any person should want to be. And also, the kind that will do things that will put you out of your comfort zone. Because Christ did that. He was there to change people.
Exactly.
And he was there to show them how to do it.
Yes, sir.
And that is our privilege to be able to emulate him in all that. When it comes to feet washing, embracing, praying, correcting, admonishing, loving, and I can't help but think that Christ Jesus laughed, and when he laughed, it was a belly laugh, and he was so willing to cry with you, and for you,
mm-hmm.
pray for you, love you. But he always wanted you to be better than where you are. He always wanted you to grow up,
mm-hmm.
whether it be maturity, faithfulness, all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
Yes, sir. And I'm glad you said that because, you know, how the world is, right? They know Christ, right? But they say that if I go that way, I can't go out no more.
You just go out somewhere else.
Exactly. If I go that way, I can't drink beer no more.
Well, let me tag on to this.
Yes, sir.
You said mm-hmm. something that, mm-hmm. that happened to us when we were overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a New Year celebration. So we had the brethren come over to celebrate the New Year. And one of the brethren who lived in the barracks brought one of his acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
She came with him. And so we were there having card games, this game, eating, talking, celebrating. And then right before she left, she told us she never knew she could have so much fun without alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It does matter who you hang out with.
Mm-hmm. It do. Bible teaches us to abstain from certain people. In other words, you know, just like when I became a Christian, right? I had some friends that before I became a Christian, I thought that I couldn't do nothing without them. We was a team, right? These people was just cool folks to be with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made me happy all the time. I mean, just some good old boys, right? But I learned something, right? Please hear me. I learned something when I became a Christian. A friend is not going to give you drugs to do. Are you with me? Because I thought they was cool people because we done stuff like that. They were just as cool, you know, give me drinks, they was cool, right? But I found out something that what I thought was friends was not friends. Are you with me? So I had to leave them, part from them. And when I did see them, it's like if I go home or whatever, and I see them, right? They want to hang out. I said, I don't do that no more. You know, I said, I'm sorry, I don't do that no more. Well, this come with us. You ain't got to drink. I said, no, I prefer not.
The verse that's here, but it begins, abstain from all forms of evil.
That's the abstain. Yes, sir. That's right. That's the one I was saying. Thank you, brother. I'm something else, man. God bless you. But I had to, you know, I couldn't continue to, you know, be with them. And they started saying things like, well, you think you're better than us? I know where you came from. Not like I do. Are you with me? I would tell them point blank, you don't know like how I do where I came from. Are you with me? And they would get mad, you know, because I don't want to do the things that, you know, are you with me? They was trying to tell me something that we could still be friends, right? Just come out and hang out with us, and then we're going to do our thing, and you with us, right? And I started thinking about something, right? If I'm with you, right, and your idea is to go into this store and hold it up, right? Stick them up, right? If I'm with you, right, the police catch us, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm gone too. And I'm just as innocent, right? Why do you do that? What, you know? And the police, they ain't gonna, are you with me? Don't think I'm a bad person there, right? You know, those days been gone a long time ago. I ain't never robbed nobody. Now, forgive me, for, you know, not for that, you know, but those days are gone. That was yesterday, and yesterday is
gone.
Are you with me? It's gone. But anyway, they look at me, right, as being, I'm thinking that I'm better than they are now. But no, that's not what it is. I remember before we leave, I remember a boy who grew up with me, and he became a Christian. And he would go to the pool hall and hang out, right? And I would tell him, I said, why do you do that? He said, I don't drink. I said, but you're surrounded with people who do, right? And he said, you know, hey, I'm a Christian. I don't do that. I said, why do you go there? Right? I said, sooner, I said, either you gonna, if you ain't there to try to bring some of them out, they're there to bring you back in. And sure enough, he went back. Okay, we got to go. All right? Sure enough, he went back, okay? And he was warned by me. I told him, you know, I said, that's dangerous, you know, to be going, kicking against a brick or whatever, you know, like that. You know, you're going back. But he thought he could handle it, right? But he couldn't handle it. All right, Jerry.